Welcome to today's episode of In Case You Missed It. Well, this morning we talked about things that didn't exist the first time Tom Brady went to the Super Bowl.
Wow.
I'm at the age now where 2002 just sounds like a few years ago. Like, I still see a 2002 vehicle and go, oh, that's still new.
A new car.
Well, no, it's not. 17 years old.
I do it, too.
I mean,
I've got a 1999.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, man, that's practically new.
This is awesome. It's got the little thing where you raise the windows and hit a button.
Yeah, I tell you.
It's electric stuff.
What brought this up is Tom Brady made his first Super Bowl appearance, Super Bowl 36, February 3rd, 2002. So here are some things that just didn't exist when Tom Brady made his first Super Bowl appearance.
All right.
The iPhone.
Wow.
Didn't exist. Android, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Tesla, Spotify, Skype, Twitter, LinkedIn, Gmail, Uber, Airbnb, Google Maps, iTunes Store.
Dang.
Nintendo Wii, Netflix, hashtags, SpaceX, Reddit, Fitbit, GoPro, or iPad.
Wow.
None of those things existed when Tom Brady went to his first Super Bowl. Of course, neither did Spygate or Deflategate either.
He's young.
Can you believe that? I mean, I don't know. Just
think about this with, like, Keith Richards, though. It'd be like polio vaccine, you know, smallpox.
Yeah.
You know, he goes way even further back.
Cure for dysentery. Wow, that would be fun. Kentucky Fried Chicken has a new candle out. Sounds nasty to me.
Yeah, me too. But I like KFC.
Kentucky Fried Chicken around Christmas time, they put out a chicken-scented fire log.
Yeah, we covered that.
That makes sense.
We talked about that one morning. That'd make your neighbors a lot happier.
Well, now...
smell chicken.
Kentucky Fried Chicken has created a candle that smells like their gravy.
Mm.
Now, here's an unpopular opinion from Jason.
I know what you're going to say.
That gravy's awful.
It ain't that bad.
It's awful. And then they put it on your potatoes, whether you want it or not. It's like it just comes with it. You have to specifically say, don't put your gravy on those taters.
That's because most normal humans eat their mashed potatoes and gravy that way, Jason.
I don't get it. It just tastes like salt water.
I like their gravy.
Well, you would. You'll eat taquitos from Pilot.
That is good. But I'll tell you where KFC's missing their mark.
On their gravy?
Well, what they could do with their mashed potatoes and gravy,
what?
Other than the candle.
What?
All the flavors of popsicles that kids
no.
have now.
No.
If you're going to, yes, a KFC gravy pop.
You know what's worse than KFC gravy?
What?
Cold KFC gravy.
I like their gravy.
They only made 230 of these candles, so you probably won't get one, but you might be able to find one on eBay for, I don't know, a couple $1,000. This morning we also talked about the weird, worst, odd things you've witnessed at a restaurant. BuzzFeed did this deal. They were asking people what some of the worst and weirdest things you've ever seen at a restaurant. I've seen three weird things. Two of them were fights.
Oh.
And I don't know what the fights were about.
I was thinking they were going to say people chewing with their mouth open.
No. You just finally get over that. Yes, manners are completely out of the window now in 2019. There's no such thing anymore.
True.
But I saw two fights break out. They were awesome. And I loved every. I didn't even stop eating. It was just like I was at the movie, you know? It wasn't close to me, and I didn't know what was happening, so obviously I wasn't going to get involved, so I just kept eating my popcorn shrimp.
Eat him again!
Yeah. It's awesome. If there was a restaurant that could provide a fight for me every time I went, I'd eat there almost every day. I'd pay extra. I'd pay extra to do that.
Yeah, a little MMA with your KFC.
Now, the worst thing that I've ever seen, the worst, I mean, this will make you gag a little bit.
All right. Oh, go ahead.
Wait, I've got four. I'm going to tell you this one. I saw it was one of the squeeze ketchup bottles.
Mm-hmm.
So you squeeze it out, you know. Sometimes they get some around the end there, and you can't get it off.
Yeah. That happens.
He licked it.
Oh.
And then set it back on the table.
Ooh, in a restaurant bottle.
I tell you, I don't know. Something about the restaurant ketchup bottle now is just not good.
Some people just feel way too at home.
Yeah.
Golly.
So I saw that. The other one, I witnessed a guy have a heart attack, and he'd just taken a bite of something, and they had to like go in there with their finger and pull the food out, and he died. I watched a guy die at a restaurant.
Wow, that's something. I wasn't expecting that.
I wasn't expecting it either. I mean,
I wasn't expecting you to say you've seen a man die while you were eating.
Yeah.
That's something you don't see every day.
And the only thing I think was, I hope I didn't order the same thing. What kind of person does that make me?
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Man, I hope I don't get that. What'd he have? French dip. All right.
I hope I chewed better than he did.
I'm glad I got the club sandwich today. That French dip, it looks terrible.
Oh.
Anyway. BuzzFeed has some other good ones too, but now we're out of time to tell you about them. But I took up all the time with my stories. I'm sorry.
If you're a ketchup bottle licker, stop it.
Yeah, and if you're at a restaurant right now with one of those squeeze bottles, look at it. Imagine somebody licking the top of it.
Hey!
Did you already use it? And we took some of your calls.
Good morning, fellas.
Morning. How are you?
Doing good. Hey, if you think about it, the human tongue's cleaner than your toothbrush.
Well, but I don't want him putting a toothbrush on the ketchup either.
Well, the fecal matter from the bathroom gets on your toothbrush and you stick it in your mouth.
Then you had to bring up fecal matter. Man.
Hey, what's the grossest thing you've witnessed while you were eating?
Or coffee? Weirdest, you know, weirdest. It could be anything.
Well, okay. Overseas, there's a fly season.
There's a what?
While you're eating... Fly season.
Oh, flies! Yeah,
flies
like they swarm
all times. And when you're putting your food in your mouth, flies are flying in and out.
Oh,
your mouth.
How many flies do you think you've eaten?
Probably about 20 or 30.
Oh, well, they say we eat 12 spiders a year without us even knowing it in our sleep. Ain't that weird too?
Nah, they don't bother me.
So I like them midnight spider snacks.
Yeah, you eat flies.
I saw somebody have a heart attack and die at a restaurant.
No way.
Yeah, it was weird.
Like, he died?
Yeah, he died.
Dead?
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Well, yeah, Tony, why would I make that up?
That's just something you don't expect to hear about.
Here's one from the BuzzFeed article. He says, a man hit a ring in a champagne glass. When he began to propose, everyone in the restaurant started clapping until the girl was crying, and she whispered to him and said she'd been cheating on him with his brother.
Oh.
Yeah, that's one of the worst things ever witnessed at a restaurant for sure.
Man.
Oh, my gosh. Taking your calls here, too. Hello, Hank. What's the worst thing you've seen at a restaurant?
One time, we were at Logan's. And we were in the lobby, and they used to have a barrel in the lobby where you would wait, and they had it full of peanuts.
Yeah.
My husband and I saw this little boy get peanuts out and lick them and then throw them back in. And so he was licking the shell of the peanuts and throwing them back in. And so I just haven't really looked at peanuts the same as the
rest. It was just the shell. You're going to break it. He didn't get into the nut. I mean.
Yeah.
Steel, that's gross.
So uninterested in the Super Bowl, we had to ask Alexa when it was. Hey, Alexa, when's the Super Bowl?
Does it matter?
What?
Who really cares? I want the Saints and Chiefs to play.
I didn't know that's how you felt.
That's because you never listen. All you ever do is bark orders at me.
Well, I just...
Hey, Alexa, what's the forecast? Alexa, turn on the next episode of The Bachelor.
Okay, that's enough.
Alexa, play All Star by Smash Mouth again.
Oh, wait, never mind. Shut off.
Don't mess with me. Door quad. In the Super Bowl, the Rams will play the Patriots on February 3rd on CBS.
Had a little history lesson. It's the alternative history of the Upper Cumberland.
I love learning.
Today, let's look into the alternative history of the thermometer, which, ironically, was invented here. It all started with an argument between two farmers. One farmer named Frank Fahrenheit, and the other was Steve Celsius. Mr. Fahrenheit developed a number system to measure temperature. So did Mr. Celsius, but his temperature system had a lower number reading. Neither could agree on which one of them had the correct temperature, so they decided to get guns and have a duel and settle it. They met in the street, put their backs to each other, took 10 paces, then turned around and unloaded their pistols at one another. A hail of bullets flew through the air and completely missed. They reloaded and fired again, hit absolutely nothing. When they ran out of bullets, they threw knives at each other and still hit nothing. After they got tired from trying to kill one another, they settled on a thermometer with 2 readings, one Fahrenheit and the other Celsius. Later, they became friends right before both men died of syphilis. Isn't it great that now the world has thermometers and they can thank this area for such genius minds? This has been another great history lesson, the alternative history of the thermometer.
Tony had a very amusing word of the day today.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Amusing. Amusing is when cattle find something that they think is very interesting or entertains them. It's amusing.
That's Tony's word of the day.
You may be surprised that today's best country lyric never written is a toot joke.
Never.
I know, right?
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
The human cannonball was shot out of the circus tent because right before the show, to Taco Bell he had went.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's Real Good. All that money you spend on kibble and vet bills could be more than worth it one day. Well, taking care of that puppy. Here's a good example.
Okay.
About 2 years ago, employees at a gas station in Mexico noticed a scared, malnourished stray dog that kept hanging around, so they decided to adopt him.
Oh, that's cool.
He'd been abused. He was pretty skittish, but they eventually, you know, got him calmed down enough to give him a bath, got him vaccinated, start feeding him every day, and named him Randy.
Oh, cool. Randy.
Randy the dog. Ever since then, he's been a hit with customers. Some of them even go there for gas just to see the dog.
Say hey to Randy.
Hey, what's up, Randy? Anyway, one of the employees was working the night shift earlier this month when 2 armed robbers showed up and started fighting him.
Trying to hurt Randy.
He was losing pretty bad until Randy woke up. Randy the dog heard it all going down, and he was all like, "Whoa."
Okay, so they were trying to fight the cashier.
They were trying to fight the cashier. Yeah, not
him.
Randy. Okay. Randy was asleep in the back, chilling out like a dog, you know?
Uh-huh.
He hears the ruckus, comes running, and after the he went after the 2 robbers, fought them off, growled, bit, barked, did all the stuff dogs do.
Uh-huh.
So the station attendant was okay. The security camera got it all on video, too. So Randy comes, saves the day. It's all on video. The owners say he's not sure what would have happened if Randy hadn't been there. But he thinks it's pretty clear now that Randy appreciates everything that they've done for him.
And you know, basically,
they saved me. I better save them because that looks rough.
There are people who would have ran him off, you know, called a shelter or
something.
But no, they gave him a home.
That's so cool.
He protected him.
Man, that's awesome. That's a, you know, that's kind of a double real good, them for taking that dog in and Randy for running off the robbers. That's pretty cool. So to all of you, you are real good. Well, that wraps up today's podcast. Thank y'all for listening so much. Man, that's so cool that y'all take time out of your day to listen to this stupid podcast.
Feel free to share it with other stupid people.
Yeah. The more the merrier, right?
We love company.
Thanks for listening to In Case You Missed It.